Good afternoon, and welcome to Destiny Moments with Angel Murchison, where I interview real people, real issues, and a real destiny. Today in the studio, I have with me singer-songwriter Elizabeth Rhino. Elizabeth, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Angel, for having me.
Elizabeth, I so enjoyed the song you wrote, Undefiled Worship. Tell me how you came to write this song.
I wrote Undefiled Worship probably a year and a half ago for our church's missions conference. We have one every year. And I really had been searching the word a lot about worship and what true worship looks like. And I had come across the scripture in James where it says that pure and undefiled religion or worship in the sight of our Lord is to be caring for widows and orphans in their time of distress and to keep yourself unstained by the world. And that really stuck out to me as I was really searching the word about worship. And so as I prayed through that, I started to have, you know, pictures in my mind of what does that look like? And obviously we think about worship and we think church, corporate worship, singing together. And that is a part of worship. But what does it look like to truly worship the Lord? If that is what that looks like, it looks like being outside of the walls of the church. It looks like caring for your neighbors or your family. It looks like providing for their needs and loving them as Christ loved. And so the song was birthed through those images as I prayed that for our church, and then I presented it to the church in the missions conference, and it did become part of our prayer for our corporate service.
Elizabeth, I heard you say some of the words that you penned on Undefiled Worship. Can you tell me a little bit more that what was in that song?
Oh, sure. Well, the verses go something like, in him who can't afford a home, in her who's been left all alone, I see a way to worship you. And so that indicates that there are ways to worship the Lord by loving the people around us. And then the chorus has words, it says, take this church out of her sanctuary, past the invisible walls that hold us here. And that goes along with remembering that the church is the body of Christ. And so when we, the body, leave the sanctuary, we're still the church. And that's where our worship comes into play in the real world, real life, living with the people around us.
That's wonderful, Elizabeth. That's so true. That is God's word, that we love one another and to help one another. Mm. Elizabeth, another song you wrote, Refuge, really helped me keep my faith strong through a really difficult time. Can you tell me how you penned those words?
Oh, sure. That one is a little bit older. I wrote that a few years ago. Again, it was a song that came to me I was praying for a friend. I had a good friend call me one afternoon, and we had gone through a difficult time with her a few years before that, where she had lost a baby that she was still carrying. The baby had died in utero, and she had to go through the terrible process of having that child removed because it was already dead. And it was a terrible time in her life where she really learned to cling to the Lord, and he showed himself very faithful to her. Now, fast forward 3 years, and she's had a healthy child, and she's now expecting again. And she called on the phone to say, Elizabeth, I need you to pray. I feel as though I'm miscarrying this baby. And as we talked and as I prayed with her on the phone, I just was blown away by the peace in her voice, knowing that she was facing what could be a devastating situation, but that she was facing it with a faithful God who was going to walk her through it no matter which way the situation turned out. I was blown away, and my heart was just, my faith was increased by that because I saw her faith being so strong. And so as I hung up and as I opened the word and as I was praying for her that afternoon, I was drawn into the Psalms. And so the words about God being a refuge and God being, you know, the strong tower that we can run into were what was swirling around in my head as I was writing this song. And so the words in the chorus go, you give me joy indescribable, my faith is unshakable, you give me peace when my mountains seem insurmountable.
Elizabeth, tell me a little bit about some of the trials, like you said, with your friend and how she ran into Christ's arms. Tell me a little bit more about that.
We live in a fallen world. where we're walking out our faith, and sometimes we're walking through parts of our life where we're on a mountaintop, when things are going well, when things seem to be going our way, and it's really easy to be thankful to God in those times. But there are other times where we're faced with different things. It could be things that we didn't expect, like health issues or grief out of a death of somebody we love. It could be we're walking through consequences of our own sin, and we're just having to walk that out. And those are low times in our life. The Lord doesn't promise us an easy life, but the Lord promises to walk with us. The Lord promises and says, I am with you, and I will not forsake you. The word is true. The Lord is faithful, and he stays. He remains, and he walks us through those as we depend on him. It's tough, but he promises not to go, and he doesn't.
Elizabeth, don't you think that's why the body of Christ needs each other? Like, I need you, you need me. We need each other to walk. The Lord sent people to Moses to lift up his arms. Isn't that the same, Elizabeth, what you're talking about?
Absolutely. It's very clear in Scripture that we are the body of Christ, and that independent of one another, we're lost. We need one another, just as a hand needs an arm and as a foot needs a leg. We all need one another. We have different functions, clearly, because we're gifted and made differently. But it's very clear that both by looking in Scripture and just by looking at my life, that I can say that I need people, and I need the people that God has brought into my life for different reasons: to pray together, to encourage one another, to challenge one another and speak truth and love to one another. It's very integral that we build relationships out of love with each other, and then we're responsible with them, that we're good stewards of the relationships that we have, and we don't let our friends walk down paths that they shouldn't.